Every day at Cedar Grove Composting, north of Seattle, truck after truck pulls into this huge warehouse to dump loads of food and yard waste.
There's a nice mix of green waste and material. We actually have different seasons here in the tipping building. There's pumpkin season, that's the 1st of November after Halloween. We have Christmas tree season, which is obviously the first part of January after the holidays.
Susan Toman is Business Development Director for Cedar Grove. She says right now, food waste and yard waste are all dumped in a pile together. Then they're mixed with microbes, ground up, and poured in long covered rows to biodegrade for a month. We're walking between two long heaps of compost when Toman pauses.
It's kind of a stillness at the center of the compost plant right here. It's just right here. We're not really sure, but it's just really still and quiet. Maybe it's just the acoustics of these heaps and the covers.
The people who work at Cedar Grove talk about compost the way chefs talk about food. Toman digs her hands into a rich, dark pile of the finished product.
This is what it's all about, though, here. This is what those wonderful things that we divert from the landfill turn into.
Now Cedar Grove has a new recipe in mind for its food waste. Before turning banana peels and bread crusts into compost, the company wants to use them to create alternative energy. Here's how the process would work. Food waste would be separated and sprinkled with bacteria to help the food begin to break down. Then it would be poured into a closed container called an anaerobic digester, where the decomposing food would start releasing large amounts of methane. Instead of letting that methane escape into the atmosphere, where it could contribute to global warming, Cedar Grove would suck it up and store it. Then they could burn it to power and heat the compost facility. Lawrence Klein is technology and development planner for Cedar Grove. He says they could also convert the gas from the food waste to compress natural gas to fuel their trucks.
It's a beautiful image. It's taking a waste product and then driving down the highway with it. I'm excited about it.
The natural gas could also provide electricity.
That's somewhere in the lines of 8 million to 10 million kilowatt hours per year, which is comparable to about 400 plus Seattle homes.
Turning food waste into biogas would make food recycling more profitable, especially because the food could still be used for compost after the gas extraction process. But could old banana peels and bread crusts really provide a significant source of energy for our fuel-hungry society? Sally Brown says yes.
Garbage is the key to sustainability.
Brown is a soil scientist at the University of Washington. She says turning food scraps into energy may be new to Americans, but it's well established in Europe.
It's not the whole solution, but it's something that we have the technology in hand, and it's something that can be done right away that can provide a substantial amount of electricity.
Wastewater treatment plants around the country already use anaerobic digesters to produce biogas from solid waste. Brown says food waste is even more efficient because it hasn't been eaten yet. That means it's still full of calories, and calories are energy. Cedar Grove has gotten a $1 million grant from the state government to pursue its food-to-fuel plan. The company is in the design and permitting phase, but says once construction starts, it could be up and running within a year. For VOA News, I'm Ann Dornfeld in Seattle.